How's things going in
It's going
terms
all
of
right.
your program?
It's going really well. So I know that I had a review in, well, I had like a basically like a peak edge deep dive into computing, which you helped with. Because I think, didn't we get together like in the December or something and look at it all?
Yeah, so we
We
looked
did,
at
didn't we?
yeah, so we looked at all the kind of evidence that you'd got, you know, what kind of things that you'd want to look at, how you want to look at the department, how do you know certain things, what kind of fact finding do you need to do going forward? And that was the kind of outcome of that meeting.
So we did that in December, and then from that I then had like my head teacher, I then had Jim, who's like CEO at Peak Edge. I then had a couple of the other computing leads come round. And then one of the really positive things from that was that the curriculum was like really like well developed and well embedded in the school. Because I sent you the meeting links. And then also it was one of the main areas that came out that we needed to look at was these like digital skills passports, because in terms of computing, looking at how the Teach Computing curriculum looks at it looks at like individual like strands in terms of like creating media and different things like that. And I think what it lost was the actual key skills development of it. So like the actual ability to type on a computer, to use a mouse, which is all embedded, but it's kind of assumed that that already is known how to happen. So we've put together the idea of these digital skills passports that will move with the children through school. So like there's like year one and year two that can do like little bits of it. So it's like turning on a computer, can you like hold your hands in the right your fingertips in the right place. For it then to move, it then gets gradually harder as you go through school, and it's like these like little badges that they can stick on, so it's a document that moves. With the idea that by the time they leave school, that they'll be like good in those basic skills. So I did a staff meeting on that. I've launched it out to the fact that everybody is launching it in or using it in September, because people think it's a good idea. So we have these things called like compute like. So in the academy, we have like subject leaders, and we have like these like subject network review meetings that we go to. I think it's like three a year that we go to. And then in that, lots of people have been like, oh, I've been struggling with like evidence in computing. I've been struggling with like embedding the Teach Computing curriculum, like what all that sort of stuff looks like, which is what the review looked at and what we looked at in December. So then I've turned around and said, well, actually, I've done this, this, and this. We're doing the digital skills passports, and now next week, I'm going into a school to set it up there and help them set up and see what they want to do and how it's going to work for them. It's only a school down there, so it's one cliff side, so it's not too far. So
Yeah,
yeah,
so
all good.
how do you envisage the staff implementing these digital passports?
So from September, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to print out all these like little booklets, which I can actually show. Have I shown you them already?
Yeah,
Or
you showed me
not.
when I came for the visit because that was one of the ideas you had, so.
So I'm going to print out what will be 400 tiny booklets, and like a load of like 65 to a page stickers, and then in our like computing curriculum, in our like teaching overview, I've set aside in each year there's going to be like six lessons. So it's like going to be two at the beginning, two, like three at the end, however like or like where like teachers deem appropriate to put like a key skills lesson in. And then it's like, right, your job today is to make sure that you can do these things. If you can do these things, I'm going to put a sticker and I'm going to date it. And it's just a really easy and effective way to keep track of, actually, I knew you could do this in year three, so you still should be able to do it now. It's not a skill that's lost, it's something that's going to be constantly revisited.
So in terms of the staff then, have you got in place something for September to ensure consistency across the key stages in terms of what would you would expect
Yes.
on
So
from the
this,
key skills?
yeah. So there's like an Excel spreadsheet that says it all, that says like in year three and year four, these are your outcomes. In year one and year two, these are the outcomes. So it's like by the end of like key stage one, by the end of lower key stage two, by the end of upper key stage two. So it's split into those 2 year groups that they have to know those skills within that strand. So each like side of the passport has a different page. So one's lower key stage two, so one's key stage one. The other one is lower key stage two, one's upper key stage two, so it's a different page for each person. So someone who's in year three, you're only looking at like the lower key stage two targets, and you're not branching out to the other ones. And then there's like a spreadsheet that goes with that and all that sort of stuff.
And what are you hoping the impact's going to be on both the students and the staff alike?
I'm hoping that staff find it less frustrating that at the beginning, like at the beginning of every year, they're like, oh, what are they capable of? What can they do? It's key skills, because actually it'll be there in a booklet of like in terms of what's been taught. I'm also hoping that the children will become computer literate quicker by the fact of like they can use a key skill. So like I talk to them about like using the iPads all the time, and I'm like, and they're like, oh, where's the internet? What's this? What's that? Rather than me explaining it like every lesson, saying, you know how to do this, it's just so it'd be more, like more innate and more inbuilt of like, oh, actually I can problem solve myself and I can do this, this and this, and it will hopefully get me there or close to where I need to be.
Because the students, I'm assuming, will be engaged for the idea of like the almost like the sticker collection,
Yeah, it is.
and the kind of
It's a
hunger to
sticker
do
collection.
that, because they certainly like the collection of those things, and they like to see it transparent, don't they? They like to see what have I done over the last half term, and I can actually physically see it. And like you say, it will be passed on
It'll be
to the
passed
kind
on and
of like
passed
the
on.
next teacher, and they can assume those skills. Do you envisage any kind of inconsistencies in terms of somebody thinking they've got a key skill and then you kind of assess it, or another teacher looks at it and maybe they differ in opinion?
So I think what I'm going to do is like in autumn two or probably in spring one, so give it like a term to settle in, see whereabouts we are. I think there might be some inconsistencies in terms of actually physically finding time to fill in a booklet, because it's like another time constraint on like an already jammed curriculum. So I'd be interested in terms of like if the filling in of it is effective, or is there a more effective way of doing that? Because yeah, it's all well and good giving the kids like a sticker collection and going like, oh, can you do this? Can you do this? But I think it's going to be about finding the lessons that it's about managing time effectively. So about like the lessons that have already been taught, is there a way that we can shoehorn that into them rather than it being like an explicit lesson on its own? Because I think it's been more harder for them to do like an explicit lesson on its own and it then be like, oh, actually, I don't know why we're teaching this, because it's just a bit like it needs to be a skill within something else. So it's trying to keep like the compute teach computer curriculum and digital passports coming together to create something that's usable and effective for everybody.
And I think it'll be fab, but I think you'll find some brilliant kind of students, maybe even wanting to kind of show their skills to other students and support each other. And there could even be a culture of them celebrating that success with the teacher. So it's not teacher led, it's student led. So they understand the passport in such a way that they're saying, Miss or Sir,
I've done it.
I feel like I've done this now. Can I show you? And it being, a really good
And once
thing.
they've
So
done the skill, that's like they get the sticker in on the skill, they get it dated, that's it. And it's easy enough to like transport it with them and be like, oh, actually, no, I can do this, this, and this.
And
So,
that idea of celebrating success as well. So
yeah.
brilliant. Thanks very much.
Ta.